This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of Early on D Street, powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatish Anand, and today I'll take you through all the factors as well as stocks which will move markets on Thursday, that is 7th of November. Well, it was indeed a volatile day for Indian markets, but bulls managed to take Sensex to record highs, while Nifty 50 had a touch and go moment with 12,000 levels. Now, let's also understand the final tally on D Street. Sensex rose 221 points to a record closing high of 40,469, while the Nifty 50 ended 48 points higher at a record closing high of 11,966. Now, in fact, it hit an intraday high of 12,002 and an intraday low of 11,850. Now, positive commentary from the finance minister, a bounce back in banking space, as well as some stable results from the India Inc. helped these sentiments. Now, experts feel that the upside is intact and investors should use dip to accumulate stocks or create long positions in the index. Now, the action was seen in BSE Realty Index, followed by BankX and Metal Index, while profit taking was seen in the consumer durable, telecom, as well as energy stocks. Now, on the institutional front, FPIs were net buyers in Indian markets for around about 1,011 crores, while DIs were net sellers to the tune of 1,117 crores, provisional data showed. While volume spike was seen in stocks like Cipla, Lupin, Godrej Consumer Products, Bosch, Titan Company, Exide Industries, Chola Finance, as well as Aurobindo Pharma. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Lupin, Colgate-Palmolive, as well as Canara Bank, while short buildup was seen in stocks like Voltas, Titan Company, CESC, as well as Bharti Infratel. Now, in terms of the results of the September quarter earnings, as many as 148 companies on the BSE will declare the results for the September quarter on Thursday. Now, the prominent one being Ipca Laboratories. Here, the net profit is likely to fall by over 3% on a year-on-year basis for UPL. Here, the net profit is likely to grow by 65% on a year-on-year basis, and for Trent, here the net profit is likely to fall by nearly 3% on a year-on-year basis. Now, remember, all the estimates are from Motilal Oswal. Now, how's the Nifty place in terms of technical patterns? Well, Nifty formed a bullish cap pattern on the daily charts, and it took support near its 5 days exponential moving average, which is placed at 11,904 before it sort of bounced back. For the time being, I think market is likely to consolidate in a zone of 12,000 to 11,850. In case of an upward breakout above 12,000 levels, will open door for the index to hit record highs above 12,103. Whereas a breach of 11,850 on closing basis could take the Nifty towards 11,740 to 11,700 levels. That's what most technical experts are suggesting. In fact, they say that at this point in time, traders are advised to remain focused on stock-specific opportunities by taking a neutral stance on the index. Now, three crucial levels to watch out for on Thursday would be 11,850, 12,002, and 12,103. Now, maximum call open interest is placed at 12,000, followed by 11,800, and maximum put open interest is placed at 11,600, followed by 11,500. Well, to make your day more profitable, we also spoke to Bonanza Portfolio, and they've given us three recommendations for Thursday. The first stock that they have on the list is L&T Finance Holding. Now, that's a buy for a target of 104.50 and a stop loss of 91. Tech Mahindra, that's also a buy for a target of 856 and a stop loss of 725. Heidelberg India, now that's a buy for a target of 217.50 and a stop loss of 193.50. Now, remember, the return potential is close to 8 to 11% on all the three stocks. These are not intraday trading ideas, but more of a position play. So in case you initiate any positions based on these recommendations, well, do consult your financial advisor.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers curated market data, independent equity analysis, exclusive trading recommendations, and actionable investment ideas to subscribers. In the great Diwali discount offer, you can get access to Money Control Pro for as little as 289 rupees for a year. Use code Diwali. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.